Hello again, and welcome to the March 15th of the year 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. My name is Marv Pikla, and I am your monthly discusser of different topics connected mainly to leadership and communication, professional development, and of course, innovation. And every once in a while, we cover a special topic that may fit somewhere within all four of these priority discussion areas, but most times the unique topic carries its own weight of personal or professional importance. So this month's topic, I believe, falls very much in that special title category, because this month we're going to discuss the question, are you a student of your business, your job? Here it is again. Are you a student of your business or your job? What am I asking? Well, I have a greatest of all time example to toss out when we think about this month's Learning Moments question. Are you a student of your business or your job? Tom Brady. Tom Brady, the quarterback of the New England Patriots for a long time, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers most recently, probably the greatest quarterback of all time. Yep, I said it. I believe he was steadily great because he was an ongoing student of his business, of his job. He studied the game. He studied the players, the coaches, the trends, field conditions, and even the referees. And the result was 7 Super Bowl rings and multiple other awards. The very result of being a student of his business was a very predictable edge every time he walked on the field. And that was always so helpful to him as the game progressed. So as he said in his retirement message, when he was playing football, he was totally in, 100% all in, and you had to be all the time. So, we all know Tom Brady's answer to the are you a student of your business or your job question, but what about you? Here's some questions I think that will help you maybe think about this topic a little closer. Do you think about what results make you, your company, your organization, the best every day? Do you consider what new, alternative, fresh, innovative actions would make you an even more regular winner? Do you have maybe a surprise play or action or activity that would get you the positive attention, positive press, or promotion that would enhance your winnability? Do you study your costs, what your group spends money on? Is it spent on the most effective, efficient stuff, the way of doing business? Is it? Do you measure your planning and marketing efforts to determine if they are putting you in the winner column, the winner category every time? And finally, do workers, customers, service partners, and professional colleagues want to hang around with you and your organization because of your winning edge? Do they? Well, I hope everyone realizes that these are just a sample of becoming and benefiting the best in the business, the being a student of your business and your job and how it can help you every day. This Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments message is intended to make everyone consider the ways of being the best of all time in their job and in their business efforts. Our time is gone one more time. And for this month, I hope you become a student of your job and your business, and you study it so it pushes you to be the best and earn more when in your company, in your job, all the time. Take care, and we'll talk more next month.